Harold.
Hello?
Harold.
What's that?
London Johnson. Harold, I heard from Jim Rowe that you would like to do an ambassador's job, and I didn't know what the story was. I don't want to lose you anywhere as long as I'm here. Wherever I am, I want you close by, because I found out that you have an unusual amount of competence and patriotism and character and loyalty, and I don't know of anybody in the government that's taken less of my time and given more than you have. So I don't want to be mushy and sentimental, but that's the way I feel about you. That's first. Now, second, I talked to Dean Rusk about it. And he wants you any place in the world, but said he does not like to leave your talents on some little operation like Jim suggested, the Netherlands, unless you had a peculiar taste for it. He wants you to go to Canada or maybe a Scandinavian country or something if you wanted to go. Now, neither of us want you to go unless you're just hell-bent on going. But if you do, we want you to have anything you want. And I just had 5 minutes this morning, and Jim, I believe it was Jim, somebody wrote me a note, said, Harold Ender's been one of the best friends you've had. He would like to take a little ambassadorial post. And so I mentioned it to Dean Rusk when we were selecting some the other day. And he said, well, a Canada man ought to move, and that's important as hell to us. You don't have any idea with the things going on that are going on there and with our relationship. But we'll send him to the Netherlands if he wants to go, or to Denmark, or some good European place that's pleasant if he wants to rest. But said, I don't like the fellow like that to rest. Now, what is the story? Are you interested?
I think I am, Mr. President, but I think that I really ought to reserve this.
Well, you just do it.
You
just do it, and we'll hold these two or three. We met yesterday, and I told him that I would talk to you. And all I knew was this note, because you're so damn shy, you never come around. Every other bureaucrat's in every week. And the president just sees those he has to see, you know. You never get to see anybody you want to see.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm most appreciative, and let me do a little thing, and I'll be back at the end of the week. As you know, most of the friends in Europe and so forth in the world are down here, and that's a beautiful, important thing.
Well, we're just having hell on our tax thing. It just looks like it's impossible. The Republicans are playing politics. They will not vote it. I will take the $6 billion cut. Congress won't take it. I'm going out of office. It won't hurt me a damn bit. I could cut $6 billion before breakfast. But they'll put every damn bit of it back. They're not going to take this $6 billion cut. The most they'd ever take is $4 billion. I cut it 4 years before last, and they put most of it back. But they're playing politics, and they don't want to vote. But I told them, if Fowler's coming down now, I said, you get these bankers to get a hold of these Republicans, and if they want to cut six, and they'll vote it. I'll damn sure take it out, and this roof will go off, and when I cut their roads, and when I cut their dams, and when I cut these projects, they will just start voting to put it back in. I know it, but I think we could get by with four for cinch, and that'd be desirable. But Williams and Ford have decided on the six, and we can't... If we could get the Republicans to vote for the four, we could get enough Democrats to vote for it without any trouble, we'd pass it. But whether we can get all the Republicans, it'd take damn near all of them to vote for the six, because the liberal Democrats won't vote for six, and maybe we can get enough Southerners to go with them. But they tell us now that they won't vote for it unless we can get a majority. Well, they haven't got a majority of Democrats in the South. They just got 70. And so they've got a situation where you can't get a bill, and they want to blame it on me. Now, I'm going to say that I don't want to cut the budget any. I think it's lean as it is. But if they make me, I'll cut it four. Or if they force me, I'll cut it six. Or if they want to vote more than that themselves, I'll sign eight, whatever they want to do.
But, down here, Joe will do a little car
I sure think he ought to, and they ought to get in touch with every damn one of their men and say people are talking about these folks that are leaving the impression they're for a tax bill when they're really not, and we're not going to get it if we don't get it out of that convention. If these bankers can't deliver enough congressmen, well, we're just not going to get it because Ford's not going to vote for it.
I will do whatever I can.
All right. Sure now, now, these are the places that I think you could go if you wanted to. Jim said the Netherlands. Did you indicate the Netherlands?
Yes, I did give him some indication.
Why do you like the Netherlands?
It's just a nice place, and
I've been around
for 10 years, and I think about another couple with the mission.
Well, the Netherlands we could transfer them without any trouble. Denmark, you could take Copenhagen, or you could take Canada. We could move the ambassadors from any of those places to move for you. We ought to do it to get confirmation on it before it's over with. Then you ought to give me some people. I don't have anybody in mind, but you ought to give me two or three people that you think could hold this fort that you're leaving, where it would be, it would run like you've run it. I mean, I might not like any of them, but I'd sure like you to get them. I have nobody in mind, and I'd like to have your suggestions, and I might just get some damn New York banker or some farmer in the end analysis, but I'd like to look at the best. The kind I want is just a duplicate of you that doesn't bother me and still reflects credit and is loyal when you need them.
Well, thank you. Rely on my trying my best.
And if you have any other country that you like, if you want to go to Argentina, if you want to go to any other damn place, just let me know and I'll see if I can move them, because there's nobody in the cabinet that's got a bigger call on me than you have if you want to use it.
But you're very, very kind.
If you don't, I'd rather you stay where you are. You understand that?
I understand that.
I'm damn sure not trying to promote you, but somebody wrote me and I didn't want you to think that I'd forgotten what you'd done in 64 and every other time.
Well, thank you very much.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You let me know next week, Monday or Tuesday, you call me.
I'll do it, man. Thank you.